The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You will have heard in the news headlines throughout the day that interest rates are on the rise by 0.25% in July, according to the European Central Bank. Here is the president of the ECB, Christine Lagarde.
We intend to raise the key ECB interest rates by 25 basis points at our July monetary policy meeting. Looking further ahead, we expect to raise the key ECB interest rates again in September. The calibration of this rate increase will depend on the updated medium-term inflation outlook. If the medium-term inflation outlook persists or deteriorates, a larger increment will be appropriate at our September meeting.
Yeah, that was Christine Lagarde. She's president of the ECB, speaking earlier today. Brendan Burgess from AskAboutMoney.com is with me. Brendan, does this just mean at a very basic level people's mortgage repayments are going to go up?
Yes, if you have a variable rate mortgage, like if you have a tracker mortgage in particular, your rate will increase in July or August by 0.25%. That's sort of hardwired into the contract. If you have a fixed rate mortgage, well, your rate is fixed for the remaining term, so it doesn't really matter what happens with the ECB. If you have a non-tracker variable rate mortgage, well, I would imagine that the banks are going to probably respond to that and increase those, despite the fact that Irish variable mortgage rates are probably about 1.5% to 2% above what they are across the Eurozone. Like, we're in an unusual position here in Ireland. With ECB rates rising, you would expect mortgage rates to rise, and in fact, they probably will rise, but they are already 1% higher, just more than 1% higher than the average rates across the Eurozone. But there's a distorted market in Ireland, and you can be quite sure that the banks, with the full cooperation of the government, will actually exploit that further and increase mortgage rates where they can.
Why is ours so much higher than the European average?
There are a few reasons. There's a genuine reason that accounts for a part of it, and that is that we're not prepared to act as adults, and when people don't repay their mortgage, we don't repossess their homes. So if I don't pay my mortgage, you end up paying a higher mortgage rate to compensate for that. So the 95% of people who do pay their mortgage pay a higher rate for the percentage of people who don't want to pay their mortgage. That's the main reason. After that, then, it's just, you know, like why are most things more expensive in Ireland? Because our banks and our other businesses can get away with it. In particular, in Ireland, we have a distorted market. You have a couple of banks like Bank of Ireland and Permanent TSB. They keep rates high. They only attract new business by giving cash back and special deals for new customers. And they don't cut the rates for the existing customers. And as a result of that, you know, we're to blame ourselves. Like, a lot of people listening to your program today, Ciarán, are paying 4.5%. And they could switch to another lender. But you know what? It's too much hassle. They don't mind paying a couple of grand a year. So, you know, are the banks really to blame for exploiting that? If you're a Bank of Ireland customer paying 4.5% on your mortgage and you could switch to Avant for 2% and you don't, who do we blame for that?
So, given those shortcomings in the market, like, is there a value in people shopping around now that they're staring down the barrel of rate increases?
Absolutely. If you've got a variable rate mortgage, you should definitely fix. That's either fix with your current lender, because the fixed rates are lower and they will remain lower if the variable rates rise, or alternatively switch to one of the new lenders who have much more attractive rates. That's if you have a variable rate. If you have a tracker rate, it's a much more difficult decision to make. If you have an expensive tracker, like 2% above the ECB rate or that, then you probably should fix. If you have a cheap tracker, you know, a lot of people are on trackers of 0.5% and 0.85% above the ECB rate. I think on balance, those people should hold on to their trackers. We don't really know. If they do decide to fix, they should fix for about 10 years. There's no point in giving, like, if you fix when you have a tracker, generally speaking, you lose the right to get that tracker back. So if you have a cheap tracker, you're probably better off not fixing. But if you do decide to fix, you should fix for 10 years.
Okay.
The only other thing that people need to know about is, if you're on a fixed rate at the moment and you want to extend that fixed rate, well, you know, ring your bank and see, is there a break fee? A lot of people think, I can't break out at a fixed rate because I'm in it for the next 5 years. Well, actually, you can. Sometimes there's a penalty, but a lot of times there isn't. So if you're with a bank at the moment and you're on a fixed rate with a year to go, check, is there actually a break fee? And if there isn't, you can break out of it and fix again or switch.
Good advice from Brendan Burgess. John Fitzgerald is with us as well, the adjunct professor in the Department of Economics at Trinity College. John, you heard what Christine Lagarde had to say. I mean, a further rate increase planned for later in the year, depending on what the medium-term inflation figures are. I mean, what are the tea leaves telling us in that regard? Is inflation going anywhere?
I think that we're seeing a surge in inflation. And once you're 1 year on from the rise in prices in the autumn of last year and the spring of this year, the inflation rate will fall back anyway, but it will still probably remain too high. So, the rest of this year, you're seeing high inflation, but it will drop off unless things get worse in terms of Ukraine. If gas supplies are cut off, then you could see a further surge later in the year. But I think you're seeing probably the highest rate of inflation now. And we've moved to a higher price level. A slowing of the rate of inflation going into next year. And eventually, oil prices could well go back down substantially.
Okay.
But that's a number of years away. So a temporary, very difficult situation.
But during that very difficult situation, is this the right call to try and cool things a little bit, an increase in interest rates?
Yes, it is. And I think because people believe the ECB will do its job and bring inflation eventually back down to 2%, people aren't going to lose the run of themselves. You're going to see certainly 2 quarter point rises this year. There could be more before the end of the year, and it will continue to arise next year and the year after, because interest rates are way below even the 2% rate of inflation, the ECB deposit rate. So I would expect to see long-term significantly higher interest rates than we've seen over the last decade.
So how difficult a job of kind of economic juggling do the government here have to do? Because you've got the ECB kind of trying to cool things down by increasing interest rates. You've got then demands on the government here to put more money into people's pockets and increase disposable income in the context of rising food and fuel prices.
Well, I think that the government can and will make a substantial rise in welfare payments in the budget in the autumn, or possibly even before that, to protect those on low incomes from what's happening at the moment.
The political temptation, though, John, and you know this better than anyone, is to spread the largesse.
Most unwise. For the richer two-thirds or 30-50% of the population, we've got to take the hit. Saudi Arabia is getting a load of more money out of us, and there's not much we can do about that. So the government would be unwise to try and protect everyone. And to some extent, some of the things the government have done, I think, been unwise in the protection they have already given, but they have made these targeted protections to protect for those on low incomes. I think if they concentrate on that, it will cost a fair amount of money, but I think it would be money well worth spent. The government can afford to do so, and I don't think that it would add unduly to inflationary pressures.
Well, listen, Saudi Arabia, we know we're going to use some of that money to invest in sports like golf, and we're going to talk about sports washing in a few minutes' time on the show. John, a pleasure as always. John Fitzgerald is an adjunct professor in the Department of Economics in Trinity College, and Brendan Burgess from AskAboutMoney.com was with me as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.